I saw this. This was USA Today. Camille Fine, I guess, wrote the column, and she is the one that made some photos available. And it has to do with creatures found in the deep sea that have apparently never been seen before. I'm fascinated by what happens in the depths of the oceans, just because, you know, you got to have special equipment. You know, how deep can you go? Yeah. How deep, you know, can man go without some kind of submersible? And then how deep can you go? And some of the images are fascinating. It says here, hair-raising photos of newly discovered sea creatures that evolved to survive the world's deepest depths reveal an extraordinary life at a look from the abyss. Sounds like a movie trailer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So the images were released earlier this month of several previously unknown fish that were discovered in the Indian Ocean off of Australia's remote Cocos Islands Marine Park. A research vessel mapped the park for the first time ever. It collected samples from as deep as 3 miles below. It was a 35-day journey, covered nearly 7,000 miles. It says that the team found massive ancient sea mountains, canyons formed from the avalanches of sand, plus an amazing number of potentially new species living in the marine park. As one of the scientists said, it's truly an honor to see, for the first time, stunning creatures revealed from the deep. We will put a link up on the Morning Team page so you can check this out, but I also posted some pictures for you. So here's an example of what you can see. This...
Oh my gosh, it's so close up.
Isn't that amazing? It's a batfish.
Ah.
And it doesn't say whether these creatures were captured for photography. I'm guessing because, yeah, all these photos are so close up. So here, this is another one. This is an eel. Look at that. How'd you like to encounter that?
When they did those, the Blue Planet and the videos for BBC, they had they did those kind of special photography like that too, and they didn't capture any of the creatures or anything. They just did it.
It
was the technology that they were able to use, and I would imagine that with the 4K technology that they have now, that it's probably not captured. It's probably just, you know, what they're able to do in the wild with the technology.
If that's what exists again in the deep sea,
mm-hmm.
I'm not
gosh.
Sure I want to go there.
I don't think I'd want to go swimming.
This is a high fin lizard fish. Look
yeah,
at the teeth
those
of that
teeth.
Thing.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Isn't that something? Not to mention that eye looking at you.
Let's see. What else we got? Oh.
Sloan's viper fish. That's a crazy looking all thing right. there. And again, it's got some of those fangs that are up front.
I got one more here. I've done.
The tribute spider fish. Look at the tailings on that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's just. And there's several more pictures that, again, are contained in the article that I saw on USA Today. And I'll put the link up on the morning page, too, if you want to check out for yourself. The scientists say it was a collaboration between the museum's Victoria Research Institute, Bush Blitz, Parks Australia, Australian Museum Research Institute, and the Western Australian Museum. Bush Blitz, I don't know if there's any connection to the drink.
I don't know.
Although after seeing some of those creatures,
yeah.
you might need one.
Another scientist said the voyage that was done is important. It'll help us to better understand the unique habitats and species of remote waters.
Wow.
I just...
Isn't that something?
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
The technology that they have now. When you think about
where
they can go and what they can do.
3 miles below the sea. Again, this was off of Australia's Cocos Islands, discovered in the Indian Ocean from earlier this month when the images were first revealed.
Hmm.
And so now we bring them to you. And we can do that because, of course, we have the availability through the Morning Team page. Which, may I say, I've talked to a few listeners, and they appreciate this opportunity, which for a long time, you know, radio never had that. It was always theater of the mind.
Yeah, right, theater of the mind, right.
Which I'm still a big believer in. We do our best to describe, to talk about. But having the ability Because sometimes you have to see things to really appreciate them.
Of course.
Well, you know what the cliche is, seeing is believing in some cases. and we know that there are those who might get frustrated sometimes if your access to an online capability isn't what others have. But it's opened up a whole new world for us to talk about things that we discover and show you, and having a chance for you to experience as well. Somebody also said that they appreciate the fact that we put the links up, so now they don't have to go searching online.
No, right. That's the thing. Yeah. We try to make it easy for everybody.
Yeah, because we could say, you know, go looking for USA Today. Okay, well, fine, but where? Because there are several options of clicking on USA Today, so we do that too. So we appreciate listeners who give us that feedback. In fact, anytime you want to give us feedback, you can do so. You can reach me. Best way to do so, we talk about email, charlie@wsw.com. That's with an IE, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Pat@wsw.com.
With the T.
With the somebody trying to reach you using a different letter? It's Pat. It's not Pad. Or you can reach Denise as well. Are you using the full Denise.Shannon?
Yep, Denise.Shannon@alphamediausa.com.
Okay. So that's the way that you get. And remember, you're spelling Denise.
They lengthened mine.
D-E-N-Y-S-E.
Y-S-E.
I think that's the official company email. And I think we have to go through steps in order for you to get it shortened to something
else. Yeah, we should get that shortened for her. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Look at Art. He uses his full name.
Well, true. Yeah. Yes.
But that's Art.
That's Art.